Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's the perspective I never would have thought of, that your pain is older than he is.
Yeah. Mike has pain that can vote.
Mike has
pain that can serve in the army. Mike's pain can buy liquor. Pre-existing seizure conditions.
Wow. But, yeah, well, welcome to the club.
What kind of seizures?
I don't know. I had a seizure right when he told me.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a drug that you take when you get a migraine headache. It's called Imitrex. And let me explain how it makes you feel. You usually don't get the headache of a migraine or any of the other effects of a migraine, but it kind of slows you down.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Mike, see, this is it.
You have a dart in your neck.
Ah, what dart?
This is the type of thing. This is why, not being on CNN or on any other normal form of broadcasting where I couldn't tell my audience right out of the bat that the first thing this morning at 5:30, I got a delightful migraine headache, which is the blurry vision. And then I have to take my little Imitrex, which is a wonderful product that's been around for a long time that helps people that suffer from migraines. But then, about 2 hours after you take that, you get this kind of...
It's sad egg syndrome, right?
And that's what you want first thing in the morning, right? You want something to really calm you down.
Yeah, man.
I think I walked out of the house today and said, I hate everybody.
Yeah.
And my wife's
Oscar
like,
and I are just falling apart.
What is
your
story? And she goes... I have this 24-hour Santana cold, which I think one of the interns at Big O and Dukes gave me, and I don't want to give it to everybody else, so I'm not being a hero.
No, we gave it to you was being at a 7-Eleven at midnight.
Oh, what about being at a 5-year-old birthday's party or a 2-year-old birthday's party with little kids that were 20 kids?
It's the work ethic. It's the wearing down of your immune system. Yes.
We almost won $15 million.
But if you've never... I say this a lot.
Yes.
If you have never thought about purchasing a bonus show, if you're even flirting with being a degenerate gambler, I would recommend this week's bonus show as perhaps one of our all-time greats.
It's a wonderful thing.
Truly one of our all-time greats.
Yeah. Wild.
So getting back to... So here's Oscar. Oscar has the bad back, and then he comes in, he's got the cold today. Oscar's bad back was contagious. I got it, and then I went to my 11-year-old new pain doctor, Rick Perez, who's 14.
True or false?
And,
you've had
brilliant.
Pain longer than he's been alive.
Oh, easily. Easily.
That's the perspective I never would have thought of. Your pain is older than he is.
Mike has pain that can vote.
Mike clearly.
Has pain that can serve in the army. Mike's pain can buy liquor. All that stuff.
Absolutely. Couple times over. So I'm sitting there, and by the way, here's the win. Got in to see him yesterday. Had a hole in the schedule. They got me same day. Big, big win. Got all my pictures that of all the poking and prodding with Dr. Crook. The guy that was my previous pain doctor that I think is going to jail, and I am not exaggerating. That guy...
Does Dr. Crook sing that song? Who's the slimiest dog in the world?
No.
Dr. Crook.
No, Rob, it's a little thing we call medical fraud. Medicare fraud, I think.
Do you need 1,000 opiates?
Yeah, it's like...
it's all alleged.
Sign here.
What's the matter? Well, I've got an ingrown toenail. Well, you need a urine test. That's kind of the look. That's all I know. That's the way.
Is that green
I understand
tea?
It. But the office that's still thriving because his other partner cut him loose. like a bad piece of fish.
What?
He cut him loose. The practice where I used to go is still there.
Gangrene. Okay.
But I ain't going there anymore. Thank you. And by the way, this guy put a needle in me. So, I mean, this guy that's now in trouble with the law put a needle in me. All right? So I'm going to a new guy. And they got all my pictures, all my MRIs, my x-rays that were for the same area. And that means that
on
Monday.
All of your headshots.
All of my headshots, my glamour shots.
Signed by Rob.
Stop it.
And that means on Monday, getting the old.
Oh, you get the needle. Yeah.
Oh, I would love
Well, that I'll tell you
I'm
how
sure
it
my
goes.
Wife would as well. It's been forever.
And by the way, it goes. Here's the way it goes. Okay, it goes home treatment. You might take an Advil or something like that. Maybe do a little stretching stuff. Then maybe you up the ante a little bit. Go see a chiropractor. Done both those things. Two chiropractor visits. Mm-hmm. Still no progress. Not the satisfactory progress. Now I'm at the next level.
Don't lie to them. Tell them you're still at a 10. Still at a 10.
I'm at a 10, but it's a exercise induced 10.
Got it.
And one exercise and the other is a normal function, like when I lean over to my right when I'm wiping.
When you fix the printer.
So when I fix the printer and I get up from the printer, I get to God.
When you got to load some more paper.
Yeah.
So it's
low
frustrating.
On toner.
And then this morning, a migraine. Gross. And Carla's reaction when Carla's in the shower at like 5:45 and I come in, she says, morning. I said, morning. And she knows me. What is it? Migraine. I just hear Carla in the shower going, I'm, married to a man who's 20 years older. And I hear her go,
A lot of times.
Yes, I know. I'll be dead soon. Don't worry.
A lot of times you know what causes the migraines. You know your triggers. Do you know what caused this?
No.
This is not a common time
trigger. This is new. I'm going with the brain tumor.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with a massive brain tumor that hasn't been diagnosed yet.
What stress have you been under?
None. I'm happy. I'm my life is good.
You had a great holiday.
The only stress would be the back injury. That's it. Yeah. That might be something to do with it.
You know what happens?
I think also real super pressure. Is a trigger, I think. High pressure, and we've got super high pressure.
The weather.
Real icy cold here.
Vegas was a pressure-induced weekend.
But Vegas, not a migraine. Not even close. Mm. You know what that is? That's the love of our listeners for all of us.
It healed your back.
And staying up 24 hours.
You know who else has an urgent medical update I found out yesterday? And this is fascinating. Is Maddie.
How's your health? We haven't gotten your... Oh, what's with Maddie? Is Maddie sick?
Maddie, you okay?
Well, yeah, so I have my sleep study follow-up.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, did you get your sleep study?
Yes, so I had my sleep study a couple weeks ago, so I went in yesterday to get the results, and he said, there was nothing wrong with me, no sleep apnea, everything
looked
normal.
Oh, God bless you.
But,
wonderful.
Then he goes, so it's either nothing or it's seizures.
What a crap doctor to do that to you.
What a jerk. Hey, remember when we offered you that medical? Yeah. Let's hit pause on that.
Oh my God.
Pre-existing seizure conditions.
Wow. But welcome to the club.
What
young
kind of
Maddie.
Seizures?
I don't know. I had a seizure right when he told me.
She's got it.
Now
she's
I'm
in the right building.
Now
she's
I'm going to be nervous right anytime building. I look over and see her laughing because, she's not a big laugher. So anytime there's any sort of movement in her, could be laughter, could be a seizure. So we must be very careful.
I like that she's not a big laugher. I like that she's smart.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that she's with us. And Maddie, good luck with all that. Keep us posted.
Let
us know what's going on.
No Maddie's.
Seizures. I'll tell you something, though. There was a guy. I shouldn't do this because I don't. Listen, let me explain to you. When I go into a place that is a pain doctor, I am acutely aware that I am on the low end of stuff, okay? Hmm. I get around fine. You know what I'm in there for? I'm in there so I can play the sport I love.
That's it.
I am like
most people
like
wouldn't even treat this.
Most people would say,
rest
I'll live
up,
with it. I'll do it. But no, I love to do this. This is what I do 3, maybe 4 times a week. I don't want to have to walk off again. I love doing it. And but I consider myself and believe it or not, you might say, John Q listener out there, he said, Mike, we've listened to you for years. We know you don't have any empathy at all for anybody. No, that's not true. When I go in a place where I know there are going to be a lot of people that are in worse shape than I am, I hold doors. I help people. Yeah. I pull out chairs. I do this now.
Now, do you pull out chairs when they're trying to sit down?
No, stop.
Mike, you're describing the plot of The Jerk.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Navin Johnson.
He's so nice.
So a guy comes in, And he's in bad shape. He's in real, real bad shape. He's got the electric chair, okay? He's wheeling around, and he's in a reclining position in the chair. He doesn't appear to be paralyzed.
So we should be clear, it's not an electric chair like you would put a murderer in.
It's an electric wheelchair.
Yes. Okay, motorized wheelchair.
And I didn't want to say that, but thank you for forcing me to say it.
And the position.
Well, electric chair sounds so much more cruel.
I know, you're probably right. I needed to clarify.
Could be an injury where the position of his back would not allow him to sit up.
That's true?
No.
Oh,
did he have a halo?
Let me just say,
did it get serious?
There's a lot going
on. Satellite radio?
There's a lot going on, because he is in this position, he is moving the little wand and not really seeing where he's going. He comes in and he's large, and his caretaker or wife is large, and they're large, and they're loud.
Okay.
I mean, they're really loud. Like, you know, it's like, hello, how are you? And I'm sitting there going, and my reaction, I feel my empathy waning. I feel my, because it's loud. And the first thing he does, I go to open the door because it's a big chair.
Sure.
And the double doors, one of them isn't locked. So, problem solver, do the little unlock thing, open both. Thank you very much, sir. Then he hits forward.
Sure.
He hits forward, and unfortunately, he crashes into the desk. And not crashes, but he bumps into the desk, and then he goes, oh! And I'm like, oh, God. All right, well, pull the wand back, but he can't see it, and he's doing that.
So it's like a joystick for steering, right?
Yeah, and he's okay, because he's continuing to talk. And say, yeah, well, I've had a few bad days, but and I feel for the guy.
And you estimate his age?
I don't know. 60,
okay.
50.
Okay, right,
you know,
there.
Like we all are.
Yeah.
Down here. And he's with the lady, and then the lady goes down to fill out paperwork, and he moves the thing. Now, meanwhile, he's looking kind of up at the sky, and he's kind of figuring out, but he's moving over to her. And then he crashes into her, and he pins her leg.
Mm.
And so she goes, ow, ow, like that. Meanwhile, I'm over filling out my paperwork. I'm going, what? This is a goat F. I mean, this is it's going on and on and on. And during all this, I've assisted by opening the door, but it's loud. And oh, by the way, I didn't mention when they came in and he crashed the wall, I got her and I got him, and then I got me pinned up against the back wall because it's a little area. You know, when you go into these offices, sometimes you have a little doorway, and that's where you check in. And suddenly, you know, they're about 3 minutes in where they turn to me and goes, oh, did we move in front of you? And I said, that's quite all right. That's quite, and that was a quite all right that was based on, and look, you're in a bad situation.
Air butt for the grace of God. Yes.
And that's when she went over to the chair, and that's when he ran into her. And so, but then they quieted down after that, and then you realize that, you know, the guy's hurting, and it's tough. So I don't know what the point of this was, other than it makes me suddenly go in the opposite direction and try to just be aware of the people that work there that are dealing with
stop
people.
Stop making it just about you. It could be
you
so
just
much
can't.
Worse. It could be so and, much and worse.
You're ultimately more happy when you don't do that. You leave a place. This, and I swear to God, you're going to hear me saying this. Oh, yeah. What about the show? What about when you leave the show every day, Mike? What about the way they talk about you then? No. I'm talking about when you go to a pain management center. Okay?
We don't talk about you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I hope the moral of this story is leave a place and hope that you've made a difference in the improvement of their particular day. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with the med, if you go in, even if you're hurting in full bitch mode, it's just not going to do anybody any good. Now, with that said, it's the same thing with a restaurant. If somebody's an a-hole to you, call them on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't let them get away. If they're being jerks, really over the top jerks, then you say, excuse me, you don't need to be rude or something like that. That's it. But don't take a nice person and ruin their day because it'll ruin your day. There,
and again, if you want to recap this to maybe a family member or a loved one, do not step outside in Lucchese's at any moment or any time in your life. Because when you step outside, you don't have any ground. Yeah,
that's all the time. And if you're going to hit a guy in the temple, go with the point of the jaw instead of the temple.
Sure.
Temple shot, you would think works. No. Hard head
jaw,
up there.
Jaw.
Jaw. And maybe with a little slightly uppercut, maybe you'll do more damage. That might be it.
Yeah, now, have you ever had the pleasure of riding around in a motorized wheelchair?
I've ridden in a Rascal after my hip surgery, but I did it for fun.
The Rascal is okay, but the motorized wheelchair, when Carrie's stepfather passed away, we got to play with it for a little while before they took it back.
Hold on just a second. So post-mortem?
Yeah, I believe he had passed away and they still had the wheelchair. And what I remember is that there was a joystick that was, you know, forward, left, right, backwards, and speed. But then there's like a master dial on the back that is your ultimate speed gauge, almost like a valve and a faucet. And if you had the valve all the way open, that thing moved.
Well, there are a couple of guys up in Maine that take it out on the street. Yeah. That's their mode of transportation.
I see them all the time. I mean, aside from the fact that it was a little too narrow, it was a wonderful mode of transport. They had a huge driveway, lots of fun to play
with.
Let me ask you this. Yeah.
Whose idea was it to jump in and see what this baby's all about?
I believe Carrie mentioned that it was there, and I said, well, you know, it wouldn't be right if we didn't give it a try before we brought it back.
Your idea.
So was my idea.
You're a broken man.
It was fun.
And then,
really the highlight of the funeral weekend.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then she said, this is fun. Let's unfriend Mike. Anyway, that's it. It was a long time ago. We were still friends back then. Try to leave better than, and that's that. Yeah. So I get done with
Mike. Leave only footprints and take only memories.
Thank you very much, Rob. And then I left the office, and because I was feeling that way, said a very nice goodbye to the ladies at the front desk and gave the guy in the chair a joint. And that's it. That's it. Happy day, everybody. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When I was a boy, I was also confused with a woman sometimes over the phone, because before I went through puberty, I had a voice like a little flute. I was once on the telephone with Blockbuster Video, which is a very old-fashioned sentence. And it is. I was on the telephone with Blockbuster Video. That's like when your grandma would be like, we'd all go play jacks down at the soda fountain. You're like, no one knows what you're talking about, you idiot. You know how you talk to your grandma? So.
Is that a new one?
I was on the phone with Blockbuster. I'd called them a couple of times in one day to ask about a movie. And I called for a third time. I said, hey, yeah. I was just calling to see if you had Adam's Family Values yet. And the guy at Blockbuster went, hey, lady, I'll tell you when we get Adam's Family Values. But look, I wasn't offended as a boy being confused with a lady. I was offended as a lady who was getting pushed around by this chauvinist that works at Blockbuster Video, talking to me like I'm some floozy. And you will treat me with respect.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
I tell you, Rob's a fan, I'm a fan, and my daughter Elizabeth hit me to that guy a long time ago, John Mulaney. Man, oh man, he's got a new one that dropped on Netflix, right? Is that a Netflix special he's got, or is it
found
HBO?
I found that clip on YouTube, but I think he has some new stuff going around.
I don't know how old that one is, but you know, they're always doing it, those comedians.
You can't go wrong with John Mulaney. Everything's a classic.
Oh my God, that's an old sentence.
Like a flute.
live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, relax and enjoy. Sounds like I'm giving you a nice little massage. Relax and enjoy. For our longtime friends, thank you. We appreciate you, especially this time of year. Thanks for all your posts. Thanks for all your support. And God bless you. I bit my lip. From Portland to Spokane, from D.C. to Sacramento, Botswana, Tokyo. Every day I say I'm going to change that, and I need to. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Hey, I've got a great... Yes, Oscar?
No, I'm sorry. No, you're going to start first. Yeah, please.
That's okay. I want to tell you about a great gift idea, 23andMe.
Yes.
This is a very, very cool gift idea for Christmas. Now through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. This is such a unique and cool gift to give. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. It's easy to do. Just spit into the tube provided in your 23andMe kit, register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, you receive your personalized online reports. All of us at TMOS did 23andMe, and we can't wait to reveal our results to you. With 23andMe's Ancestry Composition Report, you can explore where your DNA is from. I'm going to go in there and get it right now. I'm going to
I think I have mine with me as well.
Let's let Mike use his first, and then we'll scatter out for everybody across the
It's got so much cool stuff in there. Your ancestry, all sorts of DNA information. Like maybe you hate the sound of chewing, or you wonder why you seem to get more mosquito bites. The answer lies in your DNA. This is all DNA stuff. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andme.com/TMOS, 23andme.com/TMOS. That's what you need to know. I want to make it clear because I love this client.
Yes.
And I want to make sure they do it. Again, 23andme.com/TMOS. Thank you. Thank you very much. And let me see if I can find it because I know I've got it lying around.
While you look
somewhere.
That up, can I just tip in here?
Yeah, please.
You go right ahead. So, absolutely.
I have been begging my sister, God bless her, for becoming a doctor.
Right.
I don't ever talk to my father about it or my brother because my brother's stingy.
Is that Jose?
And he's stingy in the way that he just won't prescribe. They never prescribe me like anything that's a narcotic or muscle relaxer. I can't get any.
Yeah, it's this little thing called wanting to keep their license.
I can't get any fun stuff.
Well, there's that, yeah.
But I should be able to get Z-Packs on demand, I imagine, since I'm the
family antibiotics?
Members. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I texted my sister this morning, early morning, before I even talked to Rob, around 7:10. Mm-hmm. And I say, hey. Your little brother needs a Z-Pack. You know the pharmacy. Here's the number. And she writes me back right before the show. Starting, she writes back, and this is what's great about my sister, and I love her so much. She says, we don't just hand out Z-Packs, and maybe call me next time when you want something. And I said, well.
Good for her.
And you know, unless you have an infection, all it's going to do is mess with your tolerance.
I like to double down.
Well, it's stupid.
It's not stupid. It's redundancies.
No, it's not. Because if you take antibiotics when you're not suffering from an infection, all it's going to do is screw with your body.
There are others on the market. I'm just asking for the Z-Pack.
You do not medicate yourself properly. You have these brilliant doctors in your family.
They won't give you what I want, Mike.
They don't. You need to do it properly and go through the right channels. That's what you need
to
do.
Well, what channels? That's the channel. I go direct, baby.
You have insurance. Go to a doctor.
I pay a copay when I have siblings that went to medical school.
It's better to have a regular doctor who you can visit.
Yes.
My regular doctor is in Kensington, Maryland, the same doctor I've had forever, too far.
I just think you need to do it.
And it's really not good to take antibiotics if you don't have an infection.
No, it's dangerous.
You never know.
You
always got to think ahead.
Okay, you're wrong. Right. So
I'm apologizing about my 23andMe. My reports are ready, and I don't. Hold on. I'm trying to get this in.
Does it say 100% Irish?
Does it say you need a Z-Pack? I need the password.
We can always revisit tomorrow, Mike. We don't have to do it right now. We can just continue the program.
It's kind of a quest.
Oh, you've got a migraine. You did a show before this show. Let's be honest. You're not used to two for Tuesdays, two for Thursdays.
And you're all worked up because it's Chris Freight's birthday.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
And he likes cream cheese.
It's his birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, let me text him. Can I get a Z-Pack?
I don't think he can get you a Z-Pack.
Nobody wants to give me a Z-Pack.
You're going to kill yourself. Don't take it.
I'm just saying, if it goes south, I want to be ready for it.
Do you have any signs of infection? Do you have dark phlegm?
No.
You see? Then you don't have an infection.
I can barely talk.
Okay. Do you have swollen glands, like in your throat?
Oh, what? Not that other gland.
No, not that one.
Did you wake up with a cranberry juice and your butt was bleeding?
Mike, that was a private conversation.
It's going to need another Z-Pack for that.
It's an old Madonna video.
I did crap myself last night.
Oh, that's not cool. I didn't want to hear that. That's more information than I ever possibly would have.
You tell your
needed.
Sister that?
No, I told my wife that. I said, hey, I threw
probably
away,
didn't need to tell her.
I threw away that underwear. The wind pants are in the wash.
All right, here we go.
Well, because sometimes you get so sick, you're like, oh, I think I'm gassy, and then blah.
Yeah, gross. You get a surprise.
Well, I thought it was fine until I was like, oh, that I didn't. That,
well, it's always good until it isn't.
Yeah, and it's probably a virus, which won't even do anything, you know, with an antibiotic at all.
Mm. Well, I'm leaving right after this show, so as soon as
I think you need to go like to see a person. That's what that's the way you ought to do it.
Did you get a flu shot?
No.
Oh, you need to have
a
flu shot.
I don't believe in flu shots.
That's what? Another smart thing.
I'm just kidding.
You don't believe it. Is that true?
He's an anti-vaxxer.
I'll say that. No, I'm into vaccines, but for the last 3 years, if I'm wrong, it's two at the very least, but three at the most. They've had the wrong strain for the wrong flu, and if they're playing that type of Yahtzee, I'm not in.
Well, they have to guess because they don't know what's going on before the flu season happens.
Why am I getting in there for the shot? It's because another $50 out of my pocket.
It is going to. Well, you can go to Target and get one for free. Do you know if you go to Target, they'll give you a free flu shot and like a gift card?
But it gives you the flu.
That's right.
It doesn't give you the flu.
No. Oh.
Yeah, I think really the ultimate thing is you want somebody to, you know, lay their hands on you. Healer, lay thy hands on you.
A wise piece of advice I heard when I was a younger man is try to find a doctor that's about the same age as you so you grow old together.
That's so smart.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, when you're little, you go to a doctor who's an old man. But when you get out in like you're 25, 26, find a doctor who's roughly your same
age.
My
dentist, now his son is my dentist.
That's great.
Because his whole family, he retired and his whole family, the Woos, shout out to Kenneth Woo, they became dentists. So they're all there just dentisting it up.
That was the Woo family?
It's all teeth.
All teeth. Very good. Do they have other dentists in the family? Is it a family practice?
Well, it was just him. And then when I walked in, there was three Woos that were doctors. There was his kids. They're all dentists.
Mike, that's Curly Howard's favorite dentist, Dr. Woo.
Search for specific genes and markers of interest. You can
Mike
view
has
or
locked
download
in.
Your data.
Sometimes he listens.
Browse by chromosome.
Oh, don't get into chromosomes yet, Mike.
Right. Look at your sort
it's
of your summary.
It says browse raw data, settings, tutorials, help, sign out. I mean raw data, your raw data.
My raw data last night went in my pants.
That's right. When you got your 23andMe report, did it tell you you had a virus?
No, but it did. He is right. My blood type is I guess it's favored by mosquitoes. That's why I get mosquito bites all the time.
Do you know what your blood type is?
I do not remember, but I remember reading that and understanding why that happened.
All right, here we go.
It's a universal
it.
Guy.
A universal donor it. Or yeah. recipient?
My ancestry.
Why are you yelling at us? Here's Mike O'Mara with his ancestry.
Friends.
All right, it says your DNA tells the story of who you are and how you're connected to populations around the world. Trace your heritage through the centuries and uncover clues about where your ancestors lived and when. All right, so you ready for this?
Ready.
All right, I am 99.9% European.
Oh.
Hey, how you do?
Well, we can't open that casino anymore.
All right, here we go.
What's the point one?
Oh, I'm sorry, now someone's calling.
This is quite the show.
All right, hold on. Yes, this is European 99.9%. British and Irish.
What?
Ireland and the United Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
84%.
That's
wow.
That's pretty pure, man.
You could never join the IRA.
What do you mean? Yeah, I could join.
Because you're not
IRA.
Pure.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, maybe you have to be pure.
Pretty that's close to pure. 84
French,
is high.
French and German, I am 8.2%.
Ooh, that's where the hate
this
comes.
This is 23. Yeah.
The hate and the ambivalence. Yeah. The hate is from German and the ambivalence is from the French. I hate you, but I don't care why.
Scandinavian?
Really?
1.9%.
That explains why you tan.
And why you have style.
You have flat furniture.
By the way, just...
Ashkenazi Jewish?
Oh, look at you.
0.1%.
Well, look at you.
It takes you forever to send checks.
There we are. And then broadly, Northwestern Europe, 5.7%.
Northwestern Europe.
Northwestern Europe.
That would be, that's in the Scandinavian countries, isn't it? Up there?
Finland,
Greenland?
I think of green energy. I think of style. I think of self-governance. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Mike, you have the best mix. Everyone can agree on it, even the boss.
So my mom is more of a mutt than my dad.
Uh-huh.
My dad is very British Irish. That's it. Where my mom has everything else.
What does your mom have?
My mom is well. Let me.
Is that
see.
Where the French came from?
Yeah, that's where the Ooh. French came from. Dad is British and Irish a lot.
This so, is fascinating.
Love
this
it.
Is awesome.
So that's where, and they've got all. It's broken down into. You could do a real deep dive, but I have to figure out how to do it. Very, very.
We can do that offline, there. Mike. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yes.
You mentioned. Can we do this? I think it's only fair to you and the entire audience that I know where the summary is, and the summary will break everything down perfectly for you. So we should take turns doing that. But the idea that we've confirmed.
Did I get the information that the you,
yes, yes. Oh, yeah. But there is a tab.
We're Americans. Isn't that really what we want to do? Where are you from? Where are you from? Come on.
In fairness, I know more about your tanning than you know, Mike. And I
really?
Haven't been able to talk to you about it. And I would love to talk to you about it. If we're up on a break, I'd love to talk about it at the next break. But if we're not, then I can talk about it now. How much time do we have?
You have time to talk
about it. No, this is a good time for a break. Let's take a break. Then we'll come back. And so you've...
I got some intel on you that I didn't know about.
From 23andMe?
No. From someone else that I don't even know that they just gave me this info. About you.
Wow, I'm intrigued.
And I've been wanting to ask for about a month now.
Give me a better tease than that. Give me a better tease than that.
Okay, so of all the things that Mike O'Mara has done,
yeah,
this is the one thing I would have bet my mortgage, my home, that you would have never done. And I found out you did it.
But to be fair,
I can't wait.
To be fair, it's not a very good home.
I'm terrified and exhilarated at the same time.
I haven't even told you.
No, I don't know what you're going to do.
This is going to be great.
I can't wait.
This should have been a bonus show deal, but I'm just going to
tell you. This is exciting. Is this going to mortify me?
It should.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not sure. I don't want to hear it. All right, we're going to take a break, you bastard. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
That is to say, Carla, if you were to give him $100, no whispering, please. If you were to give him $100, he would scratch them all. The first $100 of winnings goes back to you, and then after that, 30% of all winnings goes to you.
I'd take that off.
And those dollars, this is the caveat, goes into a trust fund for little Michael.
We'd administer the trust fund. We could work around that.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Have you heard the buzz about the gift that's on everyone's list this year? It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O-List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth. This IT gift is Quip.
Love it.
An electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations gentle enough on your sensitive gums and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Plus, Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months on one charge. 3 months. Did you hear that?
Three months!
3 months!
Hey! I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth with the right and doing it the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. So give the gift of dental health. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift, but has a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftie that, huh?
Yeah.
So it's a nice little surprise.
Between you and me.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you. There's a thing on 23andMe called Ancestry Timeline, and they said, how many generations ago was your most recent ancestor for each population?
Have you taken a deep dive into the tab that says change the subject when your friend has intel on you that's going to embarrass you before you actually
be embarrassed, but I'll get to it in a second. 1930 through 1900 was the British and Irish, and the Ashkenazi Jewish 1690 through 1780.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
That would be Uncle Bill Sheehan when he came over, right?
I'm chomping at the bit to get... Now, first of all, where did you get your intel?
Okay.
And you don't have to give me names, but just did it come from somebody associated with your other program?
No.
All right. All right.
Great question. That's a great question, though.
Well, because I know I got a lot of haters in that group, so I just want to make sure.
A lot of people love you as well.
I know a lot of people. They're the people that I used to go to the Big O and Duke's parties, and it would be like, I get that one guy with a beard, you know, that would weigh 300 pounds. It would go.
We all have beards, Mike.
Who are you?
You mean there's a Big O and Duke's listener that's overweight with a beard?
Hey,
all right.
Hey, enough about the horn. How dare you?
That's a joke. I'm dying to get to it. All right. Lay it on me.
Look.
What is it?
I'm gearing up for Vegas. Wound a little tight.
Sure.
And I asked my wonderful bride, Shannon, who will probably leave me, I said, within a calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, we're locked in. We've got the flights booked. The hotel's good to go.
This is before our most recent trip to
Vegas.
Yes,
yes.
All right. All right.
And I said, do you mind going to grab this? Because I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And she says, and this is in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I can't do that. I've got a spray tan appointment. And I was like, a spray tan appointment? I was like, I said, the last time we used to use spray tan is before we got married.
Right.
And she goes, I just want to make sure I look my best. And I was like, all right, I understand. That's fine. It annoyed me a little bit because, you know, if anybody should be spray tanned, it's me because I'm going to be on stage and she's.
Well, I would say also that you probably don't need one.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, if we're just going to lay our cards on the
table. Because I'm already kind of tanned. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, take it as you mean. Yes, I just think you already look great.
All right. So
if there's anybody needs a spray tan, it's Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. Right. But Mike, it would take so much dye.
So
right.
Or paint or whatever they use.
Amen.
We charge you double. So
we got a little leftover from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Well, you know Kevin Meaney's old joke. He says, I'm looking forward to this summer. I'm going to get a really big tan.
So the artist or lady or salon that she goes to in D.C., which I'm sure costs a fortune. She paid for herself. I don't know how much this costs or whatever it is. I imagine when this is being done, I've never had a spray tan done. Of all the things, even the stuff we used to do on Big O and Duke's where I've had my butt cheeks lased, where all the hair got, so I've got.
Rob had his back lasered.
Yeah, so we've been through this with sponsors.
Right.
The young lady or lady who dealt with my wife mentioned, what's occasion? What's going on? She goes, my husband works on the Mike O'Mara show. And without missing a beat, she goes, oh, I know Mike and Carla.
Oh.
Oh, and she's like, oh, that's a small world.
I wish I had some tense music right here. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on. All right, go ahead.
So, don't rush me.
I'm not rushing you. I'm just getting nervous.
So she goes, oh, that's fantastic.
This is a lady in a tanning salon?
That's spraying down my naked wife.
All right. And she says she knows me and Carla, my wife.
Yes.
All right.
She goes, oh, I was like, and my wife put two and she goes, Carla might have got a spray tan or two here and there. She goes, did you work with Carla? And she goes, yeah, I worked with Carla, but I also worked with Mike too. And she goes, Mike O'Mara, he was one of your clients. He spray tans. And without missing a beat, she says, yeah, she used to do it all the time when Carla would come. And I sat here and I said, does she have the correct Mike O'Mara? Have you ever had a spray tan, Mike?
I've been to tanning salons. I've had the bed. I've laid on the bed.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't think I've ever had the spray. If I had the spray, I would have remembered it, I would think.
It's very different than laying in a tanning bed, I would think. I mean, you would know if it was
I not only went to a tanning salon... I have a story about a tanning salon.
Oh.
I dated a person from a tanning salon when I was one of my times that I was single.
Do I know the story?
I don't know if you do or not, but I don't like to kiss and tell. But
you see, I know a tanning bed story, but I don't know.
You know, when a guy is single,
yeah.
Let's be honest.
Sure.
You go get a tanning. Yeah.
But I don't. But I would love to offer insight on whether I spray tanned.
Okay.
And my wife's not here. I'd ask her. She'd remember in a minute if I ever did.
I don't think I ever did that.
I didn't. I don't think I did. Carla, I know, has done every tanning incarnation.
How do you think a spray tan goes? I had to ask my wife more about it because I don't know enough about it.
I think you walk into a stand-up booth and the, and you're either in a bathing suit or a bikini, and they spray the stuff on you.
What I
standing
picture,
up, I think it's stand up.
What I picture is that modern security device they have at airports, where you have to hold your hands up and it spins around you.
I mean,
that's what
like
I picture.
Tube.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you're in a tube. My tanning thing goes predates my relationship with Carla.
I know your eBay deal where you got a rope-a-dope for a tanning bed. I remember
That's the story I thought you were alluding to.
I wasn't shocked about the tanning bed or you tanning, but I was shocked and somewhat impressed that you would actually get a spray tan.
I Oscar, if I could pull it out of my memory banks, I would. I would try to remember it. I don't think I have. I don't think I've done that kind.
What?
Because I don't like. I know that. Carla would be so helpful right now if she could tell.
Well, it's also sticky. You can't ask her because if this happened pre-Carla or as you were dating.
Well, she said
Carla.
She knows she me knows and, Mike Carla. And Carla.
Well, maybe she knew you and Carla after you guys dated.
Was it in D.C.?
No, she said that she knew you guys while you were in Manassas.
I'm trying to think. In Manassas, my significant tanning salon stories go back to Annapolis.
Oh, that long ago.
That's how long ago I go back with that. As far as a tanning bed, there was a period of time in my life where I would go. What is it called?
Chesapeake Tan. I'm just making it up because it's Annapolis. So I think.
Oh, I don't know. That's one of my companies was Chesapeake Recordings way back in the day where I did commercials. I remember that. Look at Rob laugh at that. Why is that funny? Why that's funny? Because I was entrepreneurial. No, why is that funny? No, why is that funny to you?
Because it was a name that he pulled out of thin air and it matched up. I thought, what Kel coincidence.
I thought it reminded him of the Ildo day.
There's mocking in that laugh.
No.
Accurate legend.
But the thing about it is I don't. Carla, in my relationship with Carla in Manassas, I know for a fact Carla was the tan person.
Yeah.
That she was the one that tanned
regularly. I'm not
regularly.
Knocking it. Spray tan, regular tan. I think tan is probably
I would do it. I don't
days.
Think I ever liked the idea of the goo being sprayed on me.
You know a lot about this process for a man who hasn't spray tanned.
Would you like to know who I sleep next to every night? I know about everything. I know about Botox. I know about all the processes. I know about
why
how that
why
all
are you talking
works.
To your wife about her business? We're talking about your business.
Because she brings it up. I mean, my wife is around her mom, and they have conversations about it all the time, and that's all they talk about. Is what they can do, you know, fillers, Botox,
what they
everything.
Can do. You know?
Yeah.
What can you do?
Seriously, I'm grabbing my wife, and she's in her 30s still. I'm grabbing her around the ankles every day so she doesn't, end up looking like Joan Rivers in 40 years. All right, she loves that crap. She does. Fascinating, really. I mean, I swear to God, you see her on a television set, and she goes by a plastic surgery show. It's like a dog hearing a high pitched whistle. It's like
head cocks, head cocks.
Yeah, it's like woo, like that. So I don't remember. The short answer is I don't remember. But I've lived a long time. But I really don't believe that I've ever gotten a spray tan. I've definitely been in a lot of tanning salons and laid down on the tanning beds, but I didn't like that all that much either. One time I fell asleep in one.
Oh, no. Did you burn?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
That's no good.
I fall, okay, and I'll leave you with this.
All right.
Okay. Because it goes back a long, long, long way. Not only have I've done a few things in tanning salons. I have fallen asleep in one, and I've done something else in one.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is not hygienic.
Hey, but you know what? It gives a new meaning to the phrase spray tan.
Yeah, thank you. There was a chair in the corner, too, if I remember correctly.
Do you want the Irish mist?
It was after hours, too. It was after hours. It was after hours.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
You know.
Fun, though. Fun, because it's like so taboo.
Mr. O'Mara.
Yeah.
For the friendship.
And by the way, it wasn't me and somebody I was with. It was somebody. It was me and the person that worked there.
Oh,
ooh, yeah. Owner operator.
Yeah.
Well, she was the owner.
I don't know if it's an owner at all.
He was the operator.
Yeah. All right, stop it. Anyway, that's all you're getting from me.
Would you like to own one of
these?
I'll deny it.
I will deny it at every turn. I will deny it at every turn.
Look,
thank you
just
very
don't,
much.
Don't stomp around here like you don't try new things.
I do try new things.
Yeah, but you walk around like you're Mr. Relationship.
And I might get a pedicure today.
Oh, that story you just told us. The one about the lady who worked at the tanning salon, which I imagine was a 10 because that's what they hire.
That's what they hire.
That means that you have.
Not really.
Oh. Huh?
Mike!
Sorry.
I'm sure she had a wonderful personality.
No, isn't that bad either. All right, anyway, I don't want to talk more about it. I've given too much to you already.
Well, look.
That's it. But I don't think I've ever spray tanned. I really do.
Ask your wife. She'll remember.
Yeah.
Because I can see you trying to impress her early on in your relationship.
No, I didn't like the idea of the goo being sprayed on your body and getting in your eyes and streaking and all that.
100% we would call you on it at work.
Yeah. 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 I don't know.
Not if you came back from the Bahamas.
That's it. But you know, and it's also, I don't want to sound like an egomaniac, but it's also me, okay?
Yeah.
So take everything with a grain of salt. Oh, Mike, yeah, he shot my best friend. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, there we go. All right, very good. Yeah, so anyway, we got to take a break.
Are you ready for a palate cleanser? Do you want to talk football?
No, I have, no. Oh, God, Nikki?
Yeah.
Can we get Nikki tomorrow?
I'm sure we can get Nikki tomorrow. Will you call Nikki and we'll do him tomorrow?
Oh, would that be a problem?
Well, we're going to miss a Thursday night game.
All right, we'll get Nikki next. We'll get Nikki next.
Thanks. Put him on the phone.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, Thursday, Nikki. We'll do that when we come back on the Michael Mara show.
Yes.
He spray tans.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. The holiday season is upon us, and I bet you're having a hard time finding a special gift for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa for that special someone.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're doing Kris Kringle and you just happen to get your cousin Anthony, who galvoned the last piece of Rob Spiewak Fantabulous Fruitcake that you brought Thanksgiving weekend.
Galvoned.
May I suggest the Michael Mara Bonus Show, where you can give your loved ones or that galvoned Anthony the gift of quality entertainment. So go to the TMOS website and click on the Bonus Show banner and get one today. Now let's return to the man who's always on Santa's nice list, Mike Ho 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 Mara.
Thank you very much, Paulie. Thank you. I like it when he tweaks it up a little bit. You know what I mean? He does Antony.
Yeah, he's brought a new character into the fold. Antony. That Gavone, Antony.
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. A message from Cornerstone. As we approach the conclusion of 2018, it's only human to ask ourselves, did we achieve the goals that we set for ourselves last January? Saving money is always a prime goal that people set each year. If that's what you said last January, don't be like most people and say that you'll give it another try next year. Cornerstone First Financial is so committed to helping you achieve your goals, they want to motivate you to get started. Check this out. Cornerstone First Financial will pay for your appraisal until the end of this year. Isn't that nice of them?
Yes.
And allow you to take a month off from paying your mortgage, too. That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer just in time for the holidays. So, whether you refi or purchase or consolidate debt or just shorten your loan term, call Cornerstone First Financial and allow them to help you achieve your financial goals this year and next. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Mark we said happy holidays. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. It's time to talk football! Woo! And we'll find out whether or not this man has ever been in a tanning salon. We're not really sure. You want me to bring him up, Rob? Want me to do that?
That'd be great, yeah. Please.
All right, there we go. Let's say hi to the man, the legend, the man from Pahrump, Nevada. Man who, when we last checked him, was still working at the coffee shop where they're serving juniper lattes. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one, the only, Mr. Nikki Dioma. Nikki!
Ho, ho, ho! Happy holidays, gentlemen.
What's going on
in podcast town?
Podcast Village is rocking and rolling. Podcast Town kind of sounds like Santa's Village,
yeah,
doesn't it? It's going well.
Around the podcast tree.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you, Nikki. I got to be really honest with you, and I know you like to look forward and not backwards. But you know what? I'm a little pissed off at my New York Giants. I'm a little pissed off at Eli Manning. I'm a little pissed at Shermer. I'm a little pissed off at the secondary. I just think this is a team that had some potential and has squandered it. And I'm very, very frustrated that my New York Giants are no longer even in the mix this year. I'm bummed out.
Well, Mike, you got two fatal flaws. You got a bad quarterback and a bad coach. So you can't overcome that, you know?
I know. It sucks. It really does.
It's like having a podcast with the bad audio and too much Bermuda boy. It's just a cancer.
What?
Wow.
Bad audio.
I don't know what he's doing there. My goodness. Nikki, how are things in Pahrump, Nevada? We were very disappointed that we didn't get to see you when we were out in Las Vegas. You didn't seem to make it by.
Well, I learned you guys you're staying downtown, and I'm no longer allowed on the Fremont Street area of Las Vegas.
Oh, I had no idea.
Situation.
You were banned from the whole street. That's a lot of businesses down there, Nikki. That's really strange.
When you throw up on the zip line, you ruin a lot of businesses.
It's a
shame he missed. You know what? Not only did he miss our show, he missed the murder mystery.
He missed the murder mystery. Yeah, the murder mystery is
every week, baby.
Oh my goodness, Nikki! We're getting down to crunch time. It's starting to to really bind up in the NFL.
Oh, dear.
And the NFL is constipated right now. I don't know what I'm saying. Let's get to the picks. Just get to the picks. I'll let you carry it, for Christ's sake. All right, go ahead.
It's a huge game tonight, by the way. Thursday night, Saints Cowboys. Just a little bonus pick for you. Saints, look, they're on top of it right now. Cowboys are on a roll, but they can't keep up offensively with the Saints. They're headed to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. But you know what? Let's get to the carry. You know, we don't want to sleep on this pick. Mr. Josh Reynolds, wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, took over for the injured player Cup a couple weeks ago, and he has been playing great. He had a touchdown last week. He will at the Lions, who got no pass defense. Josh Reynolds, wide receiver, the carry. Don't sleep on him. 80 yards and a touchdown this week.
Nice.
Yes, and your Morrow. It's a sure thing. The Baltimore Ravens down there where you're living there, Spurlock, Bermuda Boy, Pony Guy.
They're
traveling to the Atlanta Falcons. Lamar Jackson 2-0. About to go 2-1. Oh. The honeymoon is over. Mm. He's going to get bound up, speaking of binding. The Falcons defense will stop Lamar Jackson. The Falcons stop their losing streak. It's a pick'em game. Take the Falcons. It's a sure thing, baby.
Wow.
And now, the diamond pick of the week. The Packers. They're all about Aaron Rodgers. There's a new Aaron in town. Aaron Jones, running back, 5 TDs the last 3 weeks. Let's make it 6-4. 130 yards, then a touchdown over the Cardinals. Light them up!
There he is. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Take care. There he goes. On and gone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nikki Diamond. Did he pick the... Sometimes he gets so animated. He did pick the Packers over the Cardinals, did he not?
Yeah, which was shocking to me, but he's banking on the running backs. So.
Yeah, he is. Okay, very good. I'm looking forward
shocked
to that.
Shocked about that zipline story.
that he threw up on the zip line.
Yeah.
Banned from Fremont Street.
Banned for life.
All right. I have time to do this now.
Yes, please.
And I can share this with you because I don't want to wait. Certain things. By the way, I'm always very impatient about the way I do this show.
What?
I don't like linger and give you something later in the week when it would probably make my job easier. I dive right in and give you a reco. Recco!
Recco!
Let me tell you about my recommendation. I have to preface this by saying that this recommendation I'm going to give you right now, I will be mocked for it. I will be raked over the coals for it.
Okay.
I will be probably mocked for years over this pick.
With that in mind, and you knowing that before you say it, what drives you to share it?
I share it simply because of the joy that it brought me.
Okay.
And I think that someone who is viewing this, I think even if there's one person that enjoys it like I enjoyed it,
I can't wait.
I think that's okay with me. But let me tell you the elements that I normally, that this includes so many things that I rail against.
Okay.
When it comes to movies. And this, by the way, it's not a theater movie. It's a movie you can get on your regular television at home in the privacy of your own.
Oh, if you're looking
home,
at television, this is something you
if
can look at.
If you're looking at television, if I can try to sound a little older, when you're looking at the TV set,
when you
that
fire
you have
up
in
the
your
color
home,
cast,
I have a recommendation for you. This is something that it's getting mixed reviews.
All right.
But my bride and I sat down and watched this last night, and it has too much CGI. It has a simplistic plot. It is not necessarily all that original. I'm trying to think of all the other negatives that I overcame with this, but it has one particular thing. I'm going to give it to you right now.
All right.
The movie is on Netflix, ladies and gentlemen. Please get it, get it, get it. And it is called The Christmas Chronicles, starring Kurt Russell. And Mrs. O'Mara and I watched it last night in its entirety, and I was delighted with it. It was a new spin on the story of Santa Claus and Kurt Russell as Kris Kringle. I was enthralled.
You loved
it. I think it's wow. my love.
Wow.
It's by the way, he was the best Wyatt Earp that there ever was, and he is way up there as one of the best. He
was also
he
the best Elvis.
Tim Allen.
He was the best Elvis too.
He was a great
Baker boy.
Kurt Russell.
He was not a Baker boy.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not a Baker boy. That's a Bridges.
They're Bridges brothers. Yeah,
that's a Bridges. Yeah.
Overboard.
What's in that coffee you're drinking?
Did the Bridges brothers play elves?
No. Yeah, let me tell you.
Tango and Cash.
Great film.
Yes.
This movie, it's so different than the normal take. And they do so many different things in it. And the CGI is so visually beautiful that I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. I smiled for the whole time.
Blows my mind, because do you know anyone in your inner circle that loves Christmas more than I?
Right.
Did you know 17 is the amount of minutes I lasted before I turned it off?
Really?
I bailed on a Christmas movie. I gave it a try. Because you know what?
You should have lingered longer, because it starts out more jive than it ends up.
There's a lot of kids in that first 10 minutes.
Yeah,
a lot of those kids.
The kid, the young girl gets better and better and better and better. And the acting from both those kids is fine. Is it predictable? Yes. Is it jive? Yes. Does it have silly animation? Yes. But I loved every minute. And the thing about it, it's Kurt Russell. Look, anybody that's going to slam this movie because they said, oh, it's not. Come on now. Who can believe? It's the story of Christmas. Mm. It's about the man up there at the North Pole anyway. So you can take
so
all
you're
the
saying
art
that most Santa Claus movies, by definition, require a suspension of disbelief.
Did you bail on it before Santa arrived?
No, we bailed on it at the crash.
Would you watch this movie again? Is it that good?
Yeah. I'd watch it every year.
Do you, you think it's a perennial favorite?
It's Kurt Russell. It's Kurt Russell, and it makes no sense. And now go watch it and send me the nasty emails about it. All right?
Why?
Send me the, because people are going to mock me because they're going to think.
No, you're not the first person, for me at least, that has said we should watch this. My wife.
I've heard positive spin on it.
She said, I want to watch that new Christmas movie. And I said,
it's different. It's different. It's very different.
How different can it be?
It's very, very different, okay. And it's got it, but it's different.
How
in
is
the
it
way.
Different tonally or
it's,
the story?
It's the story. The story. The story is a little different. It's a very, very different story, and it's comedically different. It's funny because it's different.
I'm gonna check
that's
it out. Tonight.
I will too. I'll watch it again
tonight.
That's it.
Tonight.
That's it. We got to take a break. When we come back, news you may not need, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's now a new way to experience TMOS. Not only can you hear it, but you can now see it.
Brought to you in living color.
The Mike O'Mara Show channel is new and improved on YouTube. Now, you can watch Mike rob an Oscar in real time every morning, or you can watch it later that day.
Hey, that's something everyone can enjoy.
Just tap the bell and subscribe. You'll get notifications when the hilarity commences. The Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube.
YouTube.com/Mike O'Mara Show.
Get it now. And
you are in the know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trade Coffee. It's the best time of year for a great cup of coffee. And whether you're a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee. Trade partners with 50 of the best roasters in the United States and features over 400 unique coffees that they deliver right to your door. Even better, your coffee is roasted only after you order it, so it's going to be the freshest coffee you've ever tasted. Trade has the coffee you need, and if you're a coffee novice, never fear. Just go to drinktrade.com. They have a simple six-question quiz and a magic algorithm that will match you up with the perfect coffee for your palate. Before you know it, you'll have a list of choices all perfectly suited to what you like. Perfect coffee, perfectly matched to you, and as fresh as can be. Perfect is easy at drinktrade.com, and we love it. It's delicious. You're going to love it, too. Trade Coffee, so excited for you to give them a try. They're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com and use the promo code TMOS. Remember that promo code TMOS, and you get half off a bag of coffee on your first order at drinktrade.com, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Maybe some people really do read the articles. A man is suing Playboy because its websites aren't accessible to the blind. Donald Nixon is legally blind, and he says he can't, quote, fully and equally use or enjoy the facilities, products, and services because the sites aren't compatible with his screen reading software. Therefore, he claims it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. He filed a class action lawsuit, and he wants Playboy to get with the times. I'm with him on that.
I don't think
absolutely.
I don't, and for some background here, I don't think that is too much to ask for such a big company.
No, I don't think so.
We have had conversations with some of our blind listeners, not just about our website, but our app at times.
Yeah.
And we do everything we can within our power to do so, but we're a disability, the show itself. So sometimes you just can't, but Playboy has no excuse.
No.
No excuse, Playboy. Get your act together. You know, just because Hugh's no longer above ground doesn't mean he can be slacking. Mel B went through a brutal divorce from her husband, Stephen Belafonte. And I always wonder if Stephen was related to Harry Belafonte.
The same spelling?
That's for older people. Yeah. Belafonte.
That's
but
it.
She kept at least one war souvenir. Mel used to have a tattoo on her ribs that said, "Stephen, till death do us part. You own my heart."
Oh.
And she claims Stephen made her get it and she wanted it gone, obviously. But instead of having it lasered off, which takes a lot more time and is actually pretty painful, she had a doctor cut it out.
How deep would you have to go for that? Because I would think there'd be seepage.
Oh, yeah.
She keeps it in a jar on top of her wardrobe.
Yeah.
She says, quote, "Nobody can see it, but I know it's there and it's off my body. It sounds horrific, but what I went through was so horrific. It was almost like a cleanse. I just wanted to feel fresh and new again and untouched by that person."
But she kept it?
Yeah.
That's
she kept it in a jar.
A jar.
It's pretty dark, isn't it?
Yeah, nasty.
Today is the one-year anniversary of the day NBC fired Matt Lauer over a smorgasbord of sexual harassment allegations, including exposing himself to female coworkers and giving out sex toys. So People Magazine decided to check up on him, and apparently he's not doing well. A source says, quote, "It's been hard for him. He went from being a super busy person to having nothing but time on his hands. Matt's wife, Annette, is in the process of divorcing him, and he hasn't been dating. He's just spending time with his kids and meets up with friends occasionally. But don't feel too sorry for him. He's still worth about $80 million. But I don't think he's going to be back on TV anytime soon."
You know what's amazing? I didn't realize, put it together. Today is also the one-year anniversary of your first political persuasions with Chris Freites. So that happened on the day that the show debuted.
I think the show is better without him.
With Matt Lauer?
Without Matt Lauer, the Today Show.
I thought you were
going
to say Chris Freites.
Without Matt Lauer, and I remember when I used to watch it for you guys, because you guys were so into it, I was like, I guess we got to watch it. But without him, I think it's refreshed. It's better.
But you know what? The parade suffered this year without him.
I don't watch it enough anymore. I really don't watch him enough. I don't watch
that show.
Craig
Melvin is fantastic.
Oh, I like Craig Melvin.
You know how I feel about Craig Melvin. He's a husband of Lindsay Zarniak. So he's got the DC connection.
Yeah.
Friend of the show. Really good guy. I wish him nothing but the best. I'd like to see more Craig Melvin all the time.
Yeah.
It would be fantastic. When you host Christmas dinner, even if everyone brings something, you're still going to wind up on the hook for buying a lot of food.
Yeah.
So is this move tacky or genius? A woman in England posted on a parent's website a few days ago about her mother-in-law charging for Christmas dinner this year.
Hey!
She wants about $21 per person from everyone.
Mm. That's too much.
And it's not because she feels like she should be paid for her cooking. She's charging because she's getting carry out, which is more expensive. So is that fair or ridiculous? The response to the woman's posts are split right down the middle, and both sides are very passionate. Yes, in the compassionate 2018 environment we live in, one person did take a fairly level-headed middle ground approach that's worth sharing. Quote, people who see it as charging family are horrified. People who see it as sharing costs don't see the issue. What say you, boys?
I say it's stupid to do it, and also it's way too much. A turkey dinner is one of the cheapest dinners you can make because one turkey feeds so many people.
How much does one turkey cost? Well, like eight to 12 people serving.
8 to 12 people you want to get probably for that, like maybe an 18-pounder. Figure $2 about $36. That's not much.
Yeah, well, if she, this is what's strange about this protocol. And I'm not one to say, it really all depends on your financial situation. Mm-hmm. When I fly down to Florida for Christmas, where my sister lives, or when we used to go to California, for us, it was always all about being with the family. And not at one point has my sister ever brought up, do you know how much it takes to feed you guys? But what we would do, my wife and I, or my brother and I at times would go out, we would buy groceries. We would do certain things, just we would take care. Because we know it's an unsaid situation where you're hosting us, you're feeding us, let us do what we can when we can.
Yeah.
Right. I've never been to a holiday gathering with family where I didn't bring a 12-pack of Diet Coke.
Already chilled.
Big Mouth Billy Bass is back, and it has evolved. Of course it has. Of course it's not going away. There's a new version on sale now that looks just like the old version, but this one is powered by Alexa, the Amazon. Sorry to mention it. So what does that mean? One, you can give it commands. Yeah. Number two, when the thing, I'm trying to like not mention the product.
Yeah.
When the thing gives you answers, the Billy robot will lip sync. It can dance and sing along to music, and it'll cost $40 when you could just, I don't know.
Did anyone ever have
light
one
your
of
money
those
on fire
in your house? Yes.
My dad had one at the office, and after about 3 days, his office mate walked over, took it off the wall, and dropped it in the trash.
That's right.
You couldn't take it anymore.
It's that maddening. I had one a long time ago. It's not funny, it's annoying, and it's stupid. It's everything Americans love. and now a little something something. A 37-year-old woman, her name is Shanetta Wilson. She was standing in line at a Dollar General store near Fort Lauderdale. You know where that
is. Of course, yeah.
Sunday she was doing this when she loudly passed gas.
Oh.
Apparently, she cut a good one and didn't even try to muffle it. So a 55-year-old guy who was also in line said something. And Shanetta responded by pulling out a pocket knife and threatening to, quote, gut him over it. She pulled the knife back like she was about to stab him, but stopped and walked out of the store. Then someone called the cops, and they picked her up nearby. She's facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. No word on whether the intent to kill was based on the knife or the fart. Am I right, ladies? There you go. Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Did you survive your Black Friday shopping? Good! I'm glad the ambivalent goth teen clerk at Claire's didn't sneak up and pierce you down there. But now it's time to get serious. Fire up your computer. It's Cyber Week.
Yes.
The time to really start your holiday shopping is now, and it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center with the big three of cyber shoppery. Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. Bargains galore, I promise, but wait, here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the only way to shop Now go spend money, you cyber bastards! Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, November 29th, 2018.
There's no shortage, sadly, of incidents in public places where someone produces a weapon and there is a lockdown situation and people have to have plans in place to deal with it. In Detroit, there is Oakland University, and their plan is as follows. They're going to hand out hockey pucks to the students to throw at the active shooter. That is their plan. And here they are discussing it.
I was a hockey coach for my kids when they were growing up, and I remember getting hit in the head with a hockey puck once, and it hurt. 800 of them have been distributed to our faculty members, and there's an additional 1,700 that I'm working with Student Congress to distribute to our students. It's part of the bigger picture, which is the plan and the strategy and the confidence that you get when you have your own individual plan.
I find it at first absurd. What good will it do? I mean, if there's an armed person coming in, why would you chuck a puck at them?
2,500 hockey pucks they think is going to solve the situation.
You know my feelings on this particular issue, and I will tell you something. It is going to be, you're going to get more and more and more of this crap because it's avoiding the elephant
it's
in the room.
It's a reality.
Yeah, that's what you're right.
The
exactly.
elephant in the room, which is guns, and that's and nobody wants to deal with that.
Look, I'm not a parent, but if my brother or sister said that they're going to get their kids these Kevlar backpacks, and then they're expensive because they thought they want to make sure they have one. And they're bulletproof backpacks.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea of buying one of those.
So sad.
For people that can't even afford it. If hockey pucks are the only way to make sure that everybody has something, it's a sad state of affairs, but at least it's some solution.
No, it's not a solution.
It's not a solution at all.
Some variance of a solution. Now,
not even a variance of a solution.
No, but the broader solution is what we talk about all the time here.
Yeah, I mean, but you understand. You're going to get more and more of that because it's a... It's distracting. It's deflecting off the main issue. They love this.
Yeah.
They love this on Route 66. Well, they love it. Yeah, it does have to be something. No, it has to be one thing, and it won't be. And that's why you're getting all these different things. And believe me, 90% of Americans are on my side on this, and it's just not going to be done. And so you get all this hackneyed crap for people that want to say, you know, avoid the big issue. It's so sad. It's so desperately sad. And by the way, take your hockey pucks to school and see how many people, don't get shot. Give me a goddamn break. What idiocy.
As you said, America loves their distractions, and we had a distraction last night in the wonderful John Legend and Chrissy Teigen Christmas special. I bring to you the one moment I enjoyed. Stevie Wonder was a guest, and Stevie had a pretty good walk-off.
Somebody's at the door.
And it was set up really jive, like a Bob Hope or a Bing Crosby special where they're decorating and, someone's at the door.
Somebody's at the door.
I'm coming. Stevie! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Stevie, how did you get here?
I drove myself here.
It's a miracle.
Exactly.
Stevie, all right. Since you bought your harmonica, we might as well play a song.
I like that idea, but you know what? Hold on. Shouldn't y'all turn the Christmas lights on?
I like that.
Blind jokes with Stevie, and that's some talent right there. John Legend and Stevie Wonder, that's okay.
But I think Stevie has always been okay with that, as long as he's
always
on
been
it.
Okay with that. Absolutely. Pretty good. See, if he's in on the joke, it's cool.
In Minnesota, they got several 911 calls. People were really worried about this lady in Minnesota who was driving erratically, and it went on so long, they were able to track her where she was going, so they finally pulled her over and found out this.
One vehicle crash, a vehicle driving along, received numerous driving complaints of the erratic driving behavior all over the road. Very preventable. The person was engaged in distracted driving.
After a high-speed crash, the driver admitted to troopers she had been watching Netflix for miles.
Common sense is going to tell you that's illegal. It is, it's unsafe. It's just so frustrating because it jeopardizes the safety of everybody out here.
So don't Netflix and drive. It's not okay.
Don't do it.
No,
don't
do it. Now, if you take our focus, we've talked about how Christmas music, nothing good has come out lately, like no new good Christmas music. This is a band from Pennsylvania. Several people have hit me to this. I kind of like this. This is a heavy metal band called Small Town Titans. This is not a new song, but it's definitely a new take on a song.
You're a monster.
Not exactly what Dr. Seuss wanted, but it's great.
It works.
Full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul.
This is good.
I like it.
I do too.
Good audio, good recording.
I wouldn't set you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
He's a good singer.
That's good. I like that.
So that band is called Small Town Titans. With the release of Creed 2, Sylvester Stallone is sort of back in the thick of things. Yes, Oscar.
I've seen Creed 2.
And
I give it a 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Pretty strong.
I think the Creed 1 was a better movie, but this cinematically was a larger movie in scope as they go to back to Mother Russia. And if you're a Rocky fan and you haven't seen Creed 1 or Creed 2, I would say that you're doing yourself a disservice. Creed 1 is available now on demand anywhere, and Creed 2 is well worth it.
Really?
So, yes.
With the release of Creed 2, Sylvester Stallone says the story has moved on, and finally, he is retiring the character of Rocky.
This is probably my last rodeo because what I thought happened, it has happened, I never expected. I thought Rocky was over in 2006, and I was very happy with that. And then all of a sudden, this young man presented himself, and the whole story changed. It went on to a new generation, new problems, new adventures. And I couldn't be happier because as I step back, as my story has been told, there's a whole new world that's going to be opening up for the audience, for this generation. And thank you very much, Stephen. And definitely you, Michael, for making that possible. Now you!
And don't be too sad for Sylvester Stallone, because remember, he's still making money on the franchise.
He's credited as a producer and writer.
Yeah, so he gets money on all of those guys. Yeah. And let us close with this. Big night last night, the worst Christmas special of the year, the lighting of the tree in Rockefeller Center. And by my ears, it sounds like when they brought out Mayor Bill de Blasio, sounds like he got booed.
Let us officially open the holiday season in a very special way.
Here to light the tree, we have the mayor of New York City, the Honorable Bill de Blasio, and co-CEOs of Tishman Speyer, Jerry Speyer, and Rob Speyer.
He's getting booed.
Is everyone ready?
Are you ready?
Here we go. Let's turn it off.
Oh, no!
Oh, it's a short circuit.
Oh, it's going up. Oh, no.
Should have gone with LEDs.
Someone get a bucket. Oh, what a disaster.
Oh, no, the humanity.
The humanity of it all. That is your magic audio ball. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
My God, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS Bonus Show makes a great gift even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's as easy as pie, just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.